Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Eight minutes left in this second quarter. Get ready to start the second quarter. The first quarter could have been a better start for Mounts. Normally lead it 18-6. Here's one of the key things that I took from that first quarter is the balanced scoring. I tell you, the last several games, teams have done a great job on denying Hannah Pfeiffer and trying to take her out of the game. Obviously, the leading scorer for Mountain Home. And here's a three missed, and Emma Martin, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home on the defensive end. Teams taking Pfeiffer away, and Mountain Home's got to find some scoring from other options, and they've done that in this first quarter. Riley Walker, a couple of threes, Foreman with 4 points, and two from Peyton Husky in that first quarter. Continue to get scoring like that from the other spots, then team's not going to be able to total deny Hannah. Here's a turnover by Morrilton underneath after Mountain Home missed a shot at their end. 7:21 left in this opening half, 18-6. Mountain Home with the lead and the basketball. Walker works it ahead against the pressure. Here's Martin on the left elbow. Works off the pick by Foreman. There's the pick and roll. Foreman gets it. Left block and scores. Executed perfectly. 20-6. Mountain Home leads it with 7 minutes left in this first half. And now Morrilton throws the basketball away. Williams threw the ball one way. Templeton broke the other. Four turnovers by the Lady Devil Dogs. Foreman comes out. Tabor in for Mountain Home. 6:55 left. Opening half. Mountain Home with a 14-point lead. Pfeiffer comes to get the ball this time. This is Walker on the left side. Looks inside to Tabor on the left block. Drives through the paint. Right-handed layup is good. Tabor scores underneath. 22-6. Mountain Home dominating Morrilton at this point. This is a Morrilton ball club that's 13-5 on the season. Out top, it's Wright for the Lady Devil Dogs. Templeton on the left elbow now. 6:15 left in the half. Williams has it between the circles. Right side, it's Wright once again for Morrilton. Kordsmeyer in the corner. They look for Templeton inside. Cross court, it goes to Williams on the left wing. Top of the key, it's Kemp. Good job defensively by Mountain Home. Morrilton not even able to, even not attempt to try to even look for a shot right now. Here's a reach-in foul against Emma Martin. This is going to be Mountain Home's first foul 10 minutes into the ballgame before Mountain Home commits a foul. Only two fouls have been called in the game. Mountain Home coming off a game of Valonia last Friday night. There's a shot of the paint missed. And the rebound out of bounds off Mountain Home. Coming off a game last week at Valonia where they did not get to the free throw line. Timeout Mountain Home. We'll break with 5:48 left in the opening half. 22-6 Mountain Home leading Morrilton. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With five locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
5:48 left, first half action, 22-6, Mountain Home with the lead. Morrilton with the basketball, they have it under their basket. Entry pass to Templeton in the paint, shot no, but she's fouled by Tabor. She and Husky both there, who do they give it to? Gonna give it to Husky instead. Peyton picks up her first. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Tamia Templeton is at the free throw line. 2 points on the night. She will shoot two here. The first one is missed. Emma Martin out. Foreman back in here for Mountain Home. Templeton, another free throw. 5:46 left in the half. Second one is good. 22-7, Mountain Home with the lead against some pressure in the backcourt. Husky handles it.
Right into it, Mally, right into it.
Out top right side with the dribble. Between the circles, Walker comes to get it out for Mountain Home. On the right elbow, this is Pfeiffer. They've got Kemp trying to guard her. Ball into the paint. And we've got a jump ball. The arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. It was tied up, so Mountain Home will keep the possession under their basket with 5:24 left in this first half. Lady Bombers up by 15. Here's Walker. Brings it back out top. Right wing, Husky pops out. Drives by the defender. Pulls up. Knocks down the 14-foot jumper. Husky with 4 points on the night. 24-7. Mountain Home leading Morrilton. 17 points, the largest lead of the night for Mountain Home. Right, down the paint. Double team, ball knocked away, picked up by Templeton, and she'll score underneath. She has 5 points. 24-9, Mountain Home. Here's Pfeiffer into the front court. Spots for a three out top and knocks it down. Her third three of the night. And the Lady Bombers have a 20-point lead. We'll take a check it. It's an 18-point lead, 27-9. Timeout, Morrilton. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Kits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
4:35 left in this first half. 27-9. Mountain Home with the lead. 4:35 left in this opening half. And this is exactly what you've got to do at home. Lady Bombers 0-2 so far in district play, including their home loss to Batesville. And means they're going to have to go on the road and get some wins. But you got to take care of business at home first. Out top, this is Hilton. Top of the key is right. The lob right side goes to Adams. Williams out top now. Left side top of the key. Fires a three. It's off the mark. Husky the rebound for Mountain Home. Her second board. Just under 4 minutes left in this first half. Mountain Home up by 18. Here's Tabor, 16-footer, good. Now it's a 20-point Mountain Home lead. Tabor with 4 points on the night. 29-9, Mountain Home leads it. Right on the left side for the Lady Devil Dogs. Out top, it's Williams. Swings it out to Adams. Left wing, Hilton once again. Templeton working at the high post right now. Hilton drives baseline. She'll score. She has 4 points. 29-11, Mountain Home. And now driving through a double team and being fouled in the backcourt is Walker. The foul's charged to Caitlin Williams, her first, the team's second. Husky out as Martin checks in. Foreman comes out. Kyra Penn, the 6'1 junior, will check in for the first time this evening. 29-11, Mountain Home with 3:03 left in the opening half. Here's Pfeiffer, open left side. The three rims out. Rebound underneath. Penn has it. She's going to be fouled. Fouls on Quanya Hilton. Her first, team's third. Mountain Home with the ball underneath. Their basket, left baseline. They'll lob it into Pfeiffer out top. Her three is no good. The rebound underneath. Penn, and she is tied up. Arrow pointing towards Morrilton this time. Bloody Bulldogs will have it. 29-11, Mountain Home with 2:45 left in the first half. Left side, Hilton wants a three, and she's got a three. Nobody even close to her to defend her. Quanya Hilton with 7 points. 29-14. 5 quick points by Morrilton. They trap the ball at midcourt. Martin works it ahead to Tabor. Tabor, baseline right to Penn. Cross court to Pfeiffer. She's open on the left wing. The three will not go. The rebound, Tabor saves it inbounds. Into Pfeiffer in the paint. The shot, no. And it's cleared out by Wright underneath. Boy, Malley's been all over the place getting rebounds tonight. Right at the other end will drive and score. This is a 7-0 run now by the Lady Devil Dogs. 29-16. Walker, double teamed to the backcourt, in trouble. A timeout, Mountain Home. 1:44 left in the half. 29-16, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Foreman and Husky back into the ballgame now for Mountain Home. Morrilton on a 7-0 run right now. They've cut that 20-point lead down to 13 with 1:44 left in the opening half. It's 29-16. Mountain Home with the basketball. Here's Walker out top for Mountain Home. 90 seconds left in this first half. Husky works on the right wing, off the pick of Foreman. Now takes it to the 15-foot mark, backs it up, drives along the baseline, kicks it out to Pfeiffer. She's open. The three is good. And what a great job of penetrating by Husky, finding Pfeiffer. She knocks down the three. Templeton at the other end, missing her 12-footer, and Foreman is there for the rebound. 1 minute left in the half. Lady Bombers up 16. Walker holding the dribble out top as they get the offense set up. Husky comes to get it now. Right side, top of the key. Lady Bombers may be playing for the final shot here. There's still 37 seconds left in the half. Husky holds the basketball. Morrilton does not have a defender close enough to get the count started, so she can just stand there. Now the defender gets close. Husky back into Walker with 13 on the clock. Here they go with the offense. Walker to the left elbow. Out top, this is Husky. Over to Pfeiffer, 8 on the clock. Pfeiffer off the pick of Tabor. Ball tied up. Jump ball call. The arrow points towards Mountain Home. Bloody Bombers will keep it. They'll inbound from in front of the Morrilton bench on the left sideline with 4 seconds left in the half. Can they get a good shot off? They'll throw it in deep to Walker. Out top, Husky wide open. The three's off the back of the rim. And the half will come to an end. And what a great half it was for the Lady Bombers. They will take a 16-point lead into the locker room. 32-16, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.